Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Snell Nation. Thanks for coming back. And, you know, I got a pretty solid topic I just felt should be discussed today. You know, I think you might find it interesting. So, critical race theory. You know, just what is it? And, you know, why is it such a controversial issue? And also, why is it being pushed so hard, primarily by the left? Now, it's not brand new, critical race theory. It's not brand new. This is something that gained a little bit of traction in the 1970s. That's where its origins come from. There were a lot of legal scholars. One key name comes to mind, Derrick Bell, who was a black civil rights lawyer from Harvard Law School. It seems like a lot of interesting things. when they go down, there's usually someone, some Harvard grad or Yale grad that's mixed in there. I believe it's something Dr. Thomas Sowell's thrown down a couple times. Just a bit of a pattern. But so 1970s, you know, its foundation, its origins, you know, it starts to be constructed, becomes a bit more official in the late 1980s, 1989. Now, it's one of those things that, you know, hey, it sounds good on paper if, you know, if it's sold properly, you know, if people pull on those heartstrings and, you know, we have to deal with, you know, we have to have an honest discussion about, you know, racism in America, and we have to have an honest discussion about, yeah, white supremacy and all the, you know, just the legacy of slavery and the legacy of Jim Crow and, you know, all the usual, the usual talking points, which, you know, it tends to push a lot of African Americans who disagree, or a lot of black Americans who disagree, you know, to try and make us feel guilty for disagreeing, and then also activating, if they can, activating that white guilt and shutting down any white conservative, definitely white male conservative, that raises their hand and says, this is nonsense, get this crap out of here. So, sounds great on paper, but there's a great, I built a list of just reasons why critical race theory is, you know, it's terrible, and it doesn't really address any core issues. It serves no real purpose, and it can easily be weaponized. And I went to there's a website here, newdiscourses.com, and they actually have an article where they put together a list of just eight key just focus areas on just some of their thoughts on why some of their writers dug into it. And then they feel also that it is absolute trash. And I'm being polite here, absolute trash. So here's just a few bullets. There is definitely a lot of similarities between some on my list and then their list. And so here's just some of the big ones here. So, you know, critical race theory believes racism is present in every aspect of life, every relationship, every interaction, and therefore has its advocates look for it everywhere. So, you know, the bottom line is just if you go out looking for something, you're going to find it. You're going to find it everywhere. And we've seen it. We've seen people digging so deep that they found, you know, racism in their syrup and their breakfast food and, you know, just anywhere and everywhere, because it's so easy to twist someone's words or their intentions or, you know, or even a product that they're trying to sell, and something that was once a non-controversy, something that did not matter, you know, even just a few years ago, suddenly becomes a controversy and becomes this huge thing. So, and that it goes back to that race obsession that I talked about before, and just how much it's crippled this country and how much it's just obliterated just civil discourse on serious topics and being focusing on solutions or trade-offs and really digging deep into core issues and core trying to acknowledge what the actual problems are and find ways to move forward. This race obsession, it just keeps us in this constant cycle where only a handful of people, those that are prominent in the race industry, those are the individuals that tend to benefit the most, where you have the race hustlers, you have the politicians, you have corporate sponsors and things like that. And then the majority of us, we just feel the pain of it. So the second bullet, critical race theory, relies upon interest convergence, which translates to, white people only give black people opportunities and freedoms when it is also in their own interests. Therefore, it doesn't trust any attempt to make racism better. So it goes back to just, it has a lot of built-in little mechanisms to kind of keep people on the hamster wheel, to keep racism and race, center stage and the total focus and ensure that it just never ends, that it's continuous, like war. It just keeps going and keeps going because it's just so darn popular. Now, bullet three, critical race theory is against free societies and wants to dismantle them and replace them with something its advocates control. And we've seen a lot of that in recent years, where some will disguise what their true intentions are, and they'll say it's for the betterment of mankind, and heal the nation, and we're fighting for the soul of the nation, and bring us all together, and all that great stuff, all the mental gymnastics and all the games to put their cause on this altruistic pedestal. In reality, it's nothing more than an attempt at grabbing power, money, and influence. And it's the agenda is so obvious and so in your face. If you just stop for just 10 seconds and just look around and listen to exactly just what they're saying and what they're asking of you as an individual or your collective group or your group that you identify with, what they want from you goes far beyond anything that could be considered as something genuine or truly altruistic. So there's that. So the next bullet, critical race theory only treats race issues as social constructed groups. Now with this, so that there are no individuals in critical race theory. There's just these group identities. So we can't address individuals, so it makes things much easier, especially when you want to label and categorize people. It makes it hard for quote unquote dissenters or people who disagree because you can just toss them into another group, which is why it's so important for it to focus on group constructs and not individuals. Next bullet, critical race theory believes science, reason, and evidence are a quote unquote white way of knowing, and that storytelling and lived experience are a black alternative, which hurts everyone, especially black people. So this is another, just another method of twisting and labeling. And we've had this rise in, with, math is racist. All right. So then people will say that, and for whatever reason, no one will step forward and say, that's nonsense. That's insanity. What are you talking about? Get out of here. But when you put underneath that, and you say it's racist, it, for whatever reason, complicates things. No one will just raise their hand and just call it trash, call it manipulation. They'll just let this thing just sort of fester. And that's one of the biggest problems in our society today is this lack of challenge when it comes to opposing views or just opposing a particular narrative. If it's once it goes mainstream, for whatever reason, it just so many people will just step back, even if they know, like, hey, this doesn't make any sense. You know, this is hurting our country, or this is hurting our community, or this is whatever. Which it's incredibly sad, but we've seen it a lot, especially from 2019 to now. So, next bullet. Critical race theory rejects all potential alternatives, like colorblindness, as forms of racism, making itself the only allowable game in town, which is totalitarian. And another mechanism, another piece that's built in to perpetuate this madness. So, hey, if anyone presents an alternative, anyone raises their hand and says, hey, I disagree with you, here's why, they can just label you racist. You know, if you're white, they'll just label you racist. If you're black, well, I've had people try to label me as a racist, and I'm black. So it doesn't matter. It's crazy, and it's another piece to this crazy puzzle. Something that would have gotten someone laughed off the stage years ago, or booed, for whatever reason, it's gone mainstream, and now everyone's talking about it. And yes, this is where we are. So next bullet. Critical race theory. It acts like anyone who disagrees with it must do so for racist and white supremacist reasons. Even if those people are black, which is also totalitarian. So, as I mentioned before, just weaponizing it. You know, putting mechanism, building pieces and components to it to protect the ideology, to protect its structure. You know, so no one can come at it with logic or reason or facts or anything like that. We've seen plenty of that, where, you know, the second someone says anything that's in disagreement, it's immediately, you know, well, obviously you're racist or bigot because you know, you're not for critical race theory. You're not for us, you know, pushing this curriculum in middle schools and elementary schools because that makes sense, you know. So, yes. So there's that. Okay, final bullet. Critical race theory cannot be satisfied. So it becomes a kind of activist black hole that threatens to destroy everything it is introduced into. And we've seen a lot of that with a lot of this social justice, racial justice madness, especially last year, where there is no happy place. There is no happy medium. There is no quote unquote there. You know, it's a constant, you know, it's meant to just last forever and be brought up anytime, you know, someone needs to utilize it for their agenda, which is why these things, they don't seem to matter quite as much when it's, you know, during an off election cycle. You know, so what we'll see here, it's 2021. So this will be lightly discussed here and there, you know, all the way through 2022. Now, I'll say about mid, like summer of 2023, it'll pick up the pace because of the presidential election, because of the primaries, all that good stuff. Then it gets to the general election, and then it's going to be hammered home, and we're going to see all the usual stuff brought up, you know, and you know, oh, look at that police brutality. Can you believe that? You know, I can't believe that cop was, you know, roughed up that murderer that just also happens to be black. And, you know, so, hey, look at the video, everybody. And then they just show it like 50,000 times while at the same time ignoring the fact that twice as many white males are, you know, find themselves dead in police custody or while being apprehended or whatever. But they don't matter. That's just not a part. It's not a part of the agenda. It has to be black. You know, black victimization, like that's what's hot right now. And critical race theory is just another part of it. And now this discussion about, oh, hey, you know, there needs to be a curriculum design that's for elementary and middle school and high school. And why? I mean, really, just when you ask that question, why? You know, then all I can do is just go to, you know, legacy of slavery and white supremacy and how that's the most dangerous thing in America right now. Even our president president, has stated that once or twice, the most dangerous thing. Like, no, I don't think so. Some would say China, most dangerous. Maybe, kind of. You know, I raise my hand and I say, Congress? Well, what do you mean? What do you mean, what are they? Congress, they control they control the purse. There's money flying around all over the place. You know, clearly, you know, corporate lobbyists are influencing and in many cases writing our legislation for them and then telling them how to vote, you know, and that doesn't matter at all. That's not dangerous. Okie dokie. So, you know, critical race theory is just, it's just another tool, you know, primarily used by the left, I would say. Well, in this case, exclusively used by those on the left. You'll have members of, you know, the usual organizations. You know, you'll have the Black Lives Matter individuals throwing their hands up saying, hey, yeah, you know, you'll have NAACP. Unfortunately, you'll have some people from that side, you know, throwing it out there. Hey, you know, critical race theory. Yeah, this is something that's necessary for our middle school kid. Yeah, because a 12-year-old needs to focus on race and racism in America. Great. Because that's what kids need. That's what Black and brown kids need. They need excuses. Yes, wonderful, good job. You know, I swear it, the agenda, it's right there. Just step back and just take a good look at it. And fortunately, you know, a lot more people are starting to wake up to this madness, and they're able to see it, you know, for what it is. So let's drop this race obsession. I mean, it only benefits the politicians that utilize it, the race hustlers that profited from it, you know, the organizations that gain all that clout and all that influence and all that control, you know, and it further extends their reach, which, well, encourages them to push even harder with all this division, just constant division. And now, of course, with, you know, we've got a new groups now. You know, we got vaccinated and unvaccinated. Now, that's becoming a thing. Well, if you're vaccinated, you can do this, this, and this. But if you're unvaccinated, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, so just more division. And at some point, people have to say, hey, you know, enough's enough. Like, we're, you know, hey, government, focus on our individual rights. I mean, that's why we created you. That's where you should have your focus. You know, all these organizations, you know, what exactly are you doing for the community? Like, well, Black Lives Matter, for instance, you know, what exactly are you doing for the Black community with the hundreds of millions of dollars and all that stuff that you took in? Oh, nothing really. Oh, well, that's awesome. If they're not serving a real purpose, if they're not meeting their, and this goes more for our government branches, our political officials, if they're not fulfilling the contract they signed by fulfilling these positions, then, you know, citizens have to take notice of that and take action. It doesn't take much. I mean, just simply, you know, paying attention to how you donate money or how you vote, all those sorts of things. Just paying attention to what's happening around you. And taking action. When I say taking action, I'm referring obviously to legal action. So those are just some of my thoughts. I just wanted to share just a little bit of background about critical race theory. A lot of people are talking about it. But the conversation is, it's not necessarily focusing on, you know, exactly what critical race theory is and what's incredibly wrong with it. It's just more, hey, we're for it. Hey, we're against it. Well, why are you against it? Well, because it's terrible. Okay, you know, why are you for it? Well, because it's great and we need it. Systemic oppression. You know, it's like, okay, those aren't really reasons, but okay, yeah, I agree with this side. Yeah, I believe it's trash, but let's get into the whys. So that way we can be more aware when people try to sneak things like this by us and try and force it on our children. I mean, people get enough of that in public schools. You know, well, which is why, you know, thank goodness, you know, we were able to move our daughter over into private school, so we have a bit more control and a bit more say-so when things like this come up. But, hey, That's the world we live in right now, unfortunately. So, those are just some of my thoughts. And thank you for listening. Please feel free to leave me any feedback either through the Anchor app or review on over on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. Or you can hit me up on LinkedIn. All your feedback is greatly appreciated and impacts just the design of this podcast going forward. Alrighty, Snow Nation out.